محمد الهادي البشير قد جاءنا حق النذير.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Today's topic is the love of the poor, حب المساكين. This was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to make a he used to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to love the poor. There are some beautiful du'as that are transmitted from him about loving the poor. He used to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira relates. He says that عن أبي ذر رضي الله عنه سيدنا أبو ذر أنه قال أمرني خليلي صلى الله عليه وسلم بسبع: أمرني بحب المساكين والدنو منهم، وأمرني أن أنظر إلى من هو دوني ولا أنظر إلى من هو فوقي، وأمرني أن أصل الرحم وإن أدبرت، وأمرني أن لا أسأل أحدا شيئا، وأمرني أن أقول بالحق وإن كان مرا، وأمرني أن لا أخاف في الله لومة لائم، وأمرني أن أكثر من قول لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله فإنهن من كنز تحت العرش. So Sayyidina Abu Dharr, he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he refers to him as his khalil, as his dear friend. He said, my dear friend commanded me to do seven things. And at the top of the list is, he said, he commanded me to love the poor and the weak. أمرني بحب المساكين والدنو منهم, and to come close to them. And then he mentioned some others. I'll quickly read them. We'll come back to the first. He said, and he commanded me to look at those who are below me, and so that I can be grateful, and not to look at those who are above me, which might lead to envy or feeling. He says, and he commanded me to keep ties of kinship, even if they turn away from me. So if somebody cuts me off, one of my relatives, to maintain ties of kinship with them, to not, I shouldn't cut them off. And he commanded me to not ask anyone anything. And he commanded me to speak the truth, even if it's bitter. And he commanded me to not fear the blame of anyone when I'm doing something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he commanded me to mention frequently the words, there's no power nor might except by Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, because they are from a treasure that is under the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's other hadiths about love of the masakeen as well. Perhaps the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the Meccan period, it's a famous event, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Maktum, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was speaking to the chiefs of Mecca. This was an opportunity. The chiefs of Mecca, they came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they asked him, they asked him questions, and they were genuinely interested in his message. And they asked him to give them some time. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did. And he felt that this was an opportunity. And if the chiefs of Mecca became Muslim, then everybody would become Muslim, because they were the ones who were blocking others from becoming Muslim. So he was talking to them, answering their questions. And as he is talking to them and answering their questions, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Maktum, he came and he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell him about Islam. He wanted to accept Islam. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he turned away. And Sayyidina Abdullah didn't know what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was doing, because he was blind. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned away, and he had a look of displeasure on his face, not because he was irritated, but because he was before an opportunity to spread the mission, spread the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he hadn't had before. And so he made an ijtihad and to focus on this opportunity. And this is something that all of us would do. So if the President of the United States, he spoke to one of you and he said, "Can I speak to you privately? I'm interested in becoming Muslim." So you would close the door, you would shut your phone, you wouldn't answer your door. And if anybody came knocking on the door, you would give your full attention to this person, because if he becomes Muslim, then the effects of that are huge. So when you have a choice between two options, you are obliged to choose the one that is in the best interest of the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did at that time. He didn't know what the future held. He didn't know that the chiefs he was speaking to would not become Muslim, and that Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Maktoum would. So, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to task for what he did not know. This is why it's not a sin. But in his taking the Prophet to task it's something that somebody who's poor and weak and sick, when they read something like this, they feel special. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the worlds, He showed concern for them. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, He speaks about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the third person. And this is a gentle way of speaking. He didn't say, "You frowned and you turned away." He said, "He frowned and he turned away." So it's abasa wa tawalla an ja'ahu al-a'ma, because the blind man came to him, and it goes on and it says that the blind man, that how do you know that the blind man would not find guidance and he wouldn't purify himself, and yet you were spending your time giving your attention to somebody who was the words of the Quran are istaghna. Istaghna means that they are rich, they're wealthy, and they don't need anybody. They don't have this sense of neediness. So so they're not going to become Muslim, and you spent your time with them. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from this time afterwards, he would, when Abdullah ibn Maktoum would enter, he would say ahlan wa sahlan. He would say marhaban. He would say welcome to the one who my lord scolded me or censured me regarding. And when Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Maktoum, he was so the idea here is, the general idea here is not about poverty or wealth, but it's about people who are regarded as important and people who are regarded as unimportant. So somebody who's blind, somebody who's poor, is regarded as unimportant in society. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, once he was sitting, with one of his companions, and there's a hadith in Bukhari. He was sitting with one of his companions, and a man passed by. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was teaching his companion. So he said to him, "Ma ra'yuka fi hadha?" And the man said that this man who had passed by, he said, "Rajulun min ashrafin nas. Hadha wallahi hariyun in khataba an yunkah wa in shafa'a an yushafa'." He said that this is a man, this is an important man. He's from the noble people. And by Allah, he deserves, if he seeks someone's daughter's hand in marriage, that you should marry your daughter to him. And if he intercedes, asking you to do a favor for somebody, you should accept his intercession. Because he's important, and if you accept his intercession, then if you do him a favor, in the future he'll do you a favor. And then they waited. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam remained silent. There was another man who passed by, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to this man who was sitting beside him, he was teaching him. He said, "Ma ra'yuka fi hadha?" He said, "What do you think about this man?" He said that he said, "Ya Rasulullah, hadha rajulun min fuqara'il muslimin." This is somebody from the weak people, the poor people of the Muslims, i.e. somebody who's regarded as unimportant. هَذَا حَرِيٌّ إِنْ خَطَبَ أَلَّا يُنْكَحْ وَإِنْ شَفَعَ أَلَّا يُشَفَعَ. He said this one deserves, if he proposes someone's daughter's hand in marriage, that he should not be married. And if he intercedes, you don't accept this intercession. وَإِنْ قَالَ أَلَّا يُسْمَعَ لِقَوْلِهِ. And if he speaks, you don't listen to him. He's unimportant. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, هَذَا خَيْرٌ مِنْ مِلْءِ الْأَرْضِ مِنْ هَذَا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that this one, either one who you regarded as unimportant, is better than an earth full of that one. And the scholars, they explain that when somebody is poor, when somebody is in need, when somebody is unimportant, then when they pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their dua is more sincere because they feel a sense of neediness. Whereas when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives somebody importance, gives them wealth, then they don't feel needy. They feel, in the words of the Quran, talking about the important people that that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was speaking to, istaghna. They feel like they don't need anyone else. So their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not the same as the relationship of somebody who is poor, weak, unimportant. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is what these verses are teaching us. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to keep the company of in Mecca. There were people with him who were unimportant people in the eyes of others, and for slaves or former slaves, Sayyidina Suhaib, Sayyidina Bilal, and the chiefs of Mecca, they came to him and they said that we are important people. So we want to sit with you, but you have these unimportant people sitting with you, and we're important and we receive delegations. So when we come, give us a special session. And shoo these people away. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, he said, وَلَا تَطْرُدِ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ. He says that don't turn away the people, those who call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the morning and the evening, and they long for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. So this idea, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave attention. He paid attention to people who others might feel are unimportant. And when he did this, for example, with Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Maktoum, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Maktoum, in Medina, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 13 times, the scholars they mentioned that 13 times the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam istakhlafahu ala al-Madina. He made him his khalifa, he made him his representative to rule Medina when he would go out to fight in battle. And Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Maktoum, he died a martyr. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept him in Medina. But after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Maktoum, he fought in the Battle of Qadisiyah. And he was blind, and so they report that he was wearing armor, and he was carrying a banner. He couldn't see what was going on around him. He couldn't strike the enemy, but he said that I will, with my presence, increase the number of the Muslims, so they seem larger than they are. And he was killed on the battlefield. So when when somebody who is, you can just imagine that somebody who everybody is saying that person is unimportant, and the Messenger of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, turns to him and gives him his attention, then how will that person feel? He'll behave in the way that Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Maktoum did. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in his gatherings, He wouldn't distinguish between people who were thought of as important or who were thought of as unimportant. And he used to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the love of the poor and the weak and unimportant people. And his companions would do the same. There are Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar, they narrate that he wouldn't eat unless he found somebody who was poor to bring him in and eat with him. And other companions have similar events from their lives. So. حصل سيدي ملخص ملخص أو يعني
أكثرهم مفهوم.
عندكم شيء سيدي؟
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأفضل الصلاة وأكمل التسليم على سيدنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، سيد الأولين والآخرين، حبيب رب العالمين، وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، ولا فهم لنا إلا ما فهمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، وانفعنا بما علمتنا، وزدنا من فضلك علما. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. قال سيدنا جابر بن زيد رضي الله عنه: لأن أتصدق بدرهم على يتيم أو مسكين أحب إلي من حجة بعد حجة الإسلام.
سيدنا عبد الله بن جعفر بن زيد he said that for me to give charity to an orphan is more beloved to me than to make Hajj, to make another Hajj after having made my obligatory Hajj.
Subhanallah, هذا لم يعني أطلع على هذا النص من قبل، لكن وجدته في الشيخ شكري رحمة الله تعالى عليه. كان إذا سأله أحد إخوانه عن عمرة أو حج، قال له: حججت أو اعتمرت؟ يقول: نعم. قال: لا، اجعل هذا المال الذي تقوم به بالحج والعمرة، اجعله في طعام المساكين، لباسهم، تدفئتهم، في حوائج الفقراء والمساكين. فما سئل عن حج أو عمرة إلا وكان هذا توجيهه رضي الله عنه.
He never seen this before as a statement transmitted from one of the early Muslims, but he found it in the character of Sheikh Shukri. When anybody would come to him asking his advice whether they should go for a Hajj or Umrah, he would say, "Have you done a Hajj before? Have you done an Umrah before?" And if they had, he would tell them, "Don't go, but take the money that you would spend to go on Hajj or Umrah and use it to help the poor Muslims and to feed them and to meet their needs."
سبحان الله، الفقراء المساكين قلوبهم منكسرة، فهم إلى الله أقرب. فيعني أمرنا بأن نكون قريبين منهم حتى نكون إلى الله أقرب.
The poor people, they're broken-hearted, and so their hearts are closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than ours. And so we've been commanded to come close to come close to them, so that through them our hearts also come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
أنا عند المنكسرة قلوبهم لأجلي.
There's a it's related in a hadith Qudsi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I am with those whose hearts are broken for my sake.
قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: اللهم أحيني مسكينا، وأمتني مسكينا، واحشرني في زمرة المساكين. فقالت عائشة: لما يا رسول الله؟ قال: إنهم يدخلون الجنة قبل أغنيائهم بأربعين خريفا، وأظن في رواية بخمسمائة عام. يا عائشة، لا ترد المسكين ولو بشك تمرة.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made a dua. He said, "Oh Allah, make me live as a poor person, and raise me up on the day of judgment, and make me die as a poor person, and raise me up on the day of judgment with the poor." And Sayyidina Aisha said, "Why, O Messenger of Allah?" And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that because they will enter paradise 40 years. And another riwayah, it's mentioned 500 years before those who are rich. And then he said to Sayyidina Aisha, he said, "Oh Aisha, don't turn away any poor person who comes to you, even if it be with half a date."
وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: اللهم إني أسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين.
And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Oh Allah, I ask you good deeds, for performance of good deeds, the abandoning of bad deeds, and the love of the poor."
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: هل تنصرون وترزقون إلا بضعفائكم؟
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Are you given victory and sustenance except through because of the weak among you?"
إذا تعطلت عندنا أسباب القوة والمكنة والتمكن، فعلينا بهذا الباب الذي فتحه الله لنا: هل تنصرون وترزقون إلا بضعفائكم؟ فلنتخذ عندهم جاها ولنتخذهم بابا من أبواب النصرة والسعة.
So if we are today unable to gain victory because of a lack of power and strength, then we, by acting on this hadith, we should seek victory by being with and helping the poor and the needy, and seek victory through them, and seek wealth and sustenance through them.
ومعلومة قصة جليبيب عندما طلب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فتاة من أحد الصحابة، ففرح هذا الصحابي كثيرا، فقال: لكن ليست لي، إنها لجليبيب. فذهبت فرحته، لأنه جليبيب كان من فقراء المسلمين، فقرا ماديا وفقرا خلقيا.
ما معنى الفقر الخلقي؟
يعني ما في عنده جمال في وجهه، يعني دميم الخلقة.
He said the story of Julaybib, the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is well known. Once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked one of his companions for his daughter's hand in marriage, and the companion became overjoyed. But then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained that it wasn't for himself, that it was for one of his companions whose name is Julaybib. And then his joy disappeared. Because Julaybib was from among the Muslims who were poor in terms of wealth, and he was also poor and lacking in terms of his appearance.
قال: أسأل أمها يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، خليني أسأل أمها. أراد أن يهرب من الجواب، فذهب إلى أمها وقال: خطب ابنتنا رسول الله. ففرحت فرحا شديدا، قال: طولي، يعني انتظري.
So
ليس قال لي انتظري يعني فرحت قبلك، هو لا يخطبها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم له، فإنه يخطبها لجليبيب، فصاحت لا والله لا يكون ذلك، وكانت ابنتهم تسمع ذلك من وراء جدار أو من وراء يعني حجاب، قالت لا والله لا يكون. فقالت الفتاة قالت أتردون أمر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ يعني قالوا أنت يعني موافقة؟ قالت نعم أنا موافقة، هذا ما دام أنه أمر رسول الله فأنا موافقة على ذلك. فوقع الأبوين في حرج ورجع إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول أنهم يعني البنت وافقت وهم وافقوا. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم للصحابة اجمعوا لجليبيب، فكل أتى بشيء من متاع من طعام، ولا يوجد عنده أي شيء من متاع الدنيا.
So he went, he didn't respond immediately, but he said, let me ask her mother. So he was trying to put off answering the question. So he went to his mother, the mother of his wife, and he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked for our daughter's hand in marriage. And she became overjoyed. He said, wait, don't become overjoyed. So I was overjoyed just like you were. He isn't asking for himself, but he's asking for Julaybib. And so his wife screamed and she said, never, not to him. And their daughter was listening from behind a door or a curtain. And she said that, are you going to reject the command of the Messenger of Allah? And they said to her, do you agree to this? And she said, yes, if the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is suggesting this, then I agree. And so then they went back to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said that we agree. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned to the companions and commanded them to gather things for Julaybib, because he didn't own anything, he didn't have any possessions whatsoever. And so they gathered gifts and items and they gave it to Julaybib.
فبعد أسبوع من الزواج تقريبا ذهبوا إلى المعركة واستشهد جليبيب. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تفقدوا الشهداء. فقالوا يعني استشهد فلان وفلان وفلان ولم يذكروا جليبيب. فقال لهم ابحثوا عن جليبيب. يعني كان ليس بنظرهم ذلك الرجل الذي يعني يؤبه له. فقالوا استشهد يا رسول الله. فأتى وحمله رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بيديه وبقي في حجره وعلى يديه إلى أن حفر قبره ودفن رضي الله عنه.
So a week after the marriage, the Sayyidina Julaybib, he went and he fought in a battle and he was martyred. So after the battle, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked about who had died. And the companions went and searched and they came and told him who had died. But they didn't mention Julaybib because he was unimportant in their eyes. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, search for Julaybib. And they searched for him and they said he'd been martyred. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went and carried him with his hands to his grave until it had been dug, and then he placed him with his blessed hands into the grave.
بعدها تسابق الصحابة إلى خطبة تلك الفتاة.
After that, the companions they raced with each other to propose to that young woman who had married Julaybib.
ومرة دخل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى السوق وجاء من خلف جليبيب، وكان يبيع شيئا من يعني الأشياء، فجاء من خلف ظهره ووضع يده هكذا. كأنه قال ربما يعني أحد يأخذ الأغراض ويعني ارتبك. فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام، شوف هذه الملاطفة منه صلى الله عليه وسلم، فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم: من يشتري هذا العبد؟ فعلم أن الذي يمسكه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، فقال: إذن يا رسول الله تجدني كاسدا، يعني ما أحد يشتريني. قال أنت يعني أنت معروف في السماء، أو كلمة بهذا، يعني أنت في الأرض مجهول لكن معروف في السماء، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام.
Once when Sayyidina Jalebi was in the marketplace, he was buying his household items, food, or the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came up from behind him and put his hands on his eyes, playing with him. And he, Sayyidina Jalebi, became disturbed because he thought somebody was going to steal the goods that he had brought. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called out, and he said that, who will buy this slave from me? And Sayyidina Julaybi, when he recognized that it was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he calmed down. And then he said about himself, he said that you'll find that nobody will want to buy me, or that you won't make any money from me. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he forgets the exact wording, but he said something to the effect of that you are known in the heavens, that you have a rank in the heavens.
هذا هو المسكين، مسكين لكن هو ملك من ملوك الآخرة. لذلك قال هذا، كالرواية التي أتيتم بها، هذا خير من ملء الأرض من ذاك.
He said that this is a miskin. He's outwardly a miskin, a poor person, but he is a king from the kings of the Akhirah. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about between the two people that this one is better than an earth full of that one. Yeah. If you have questions, you can type. I'm going to ask a question. I want to ask about what it means to be brokenhearted for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ما معنى انكسار القلب من أجل الله سبحانه وتعالى؟
أنه ما في شيء يعتمد عليه إلا الله، ما في دنيا في يده ولا جاه ولا شيء، فهو معتمد على فضل الله، فهو منكسر إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى.
Brokenhearted for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means that one is not, one doesn't have anything to rely on except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so there's nothing of the dunya. There's and one is one. The only person that one has left is Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. So one relies on him.
يلي عنده مال يعتمد على ماله من حيث شعر أو لم يشعر. ومن عنده جاه يعتمد على جاهه من حيث شعر أو لم يشعر. ومن عنده قوة يعتمد على قوته من حيث شعر أو لم يشعر. والذي فقد هذا كله إلى أين تكون وجهته؟ إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى.
Said somebody who has wealth relies on his wealth. Somebody who has fame relies on his fame. Somebody who has a reputation relies on his reputation. But somebody who doesn't have any of these things, what should he rely on? Said he doesn't have anybody left to rely on except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
لذلك قالوا الأيادي ثلاثة، يد تعطي، ويد تأخذ، ويد تأخذ وتعطي، أيهما أفضل؟ يد تعطي.
نعم.
يد تأخذ.
نعم.
يد تأخذ وتعطي، أيهما أفضل؟
اليد التي تعطي.
هذا ما يتبادر للذهن، لكن الأمر غير ذلك. قال اليد التي تعطي وتأخذ هي أفضل، لأن اليد التي تعطي فيها رائحة الغنى، واليد التي تأخذ وتعطي هذه تعرف فقرها. فكانت اليد التي تأخذ وتعطي أفضل من اليد التي تعطي وأفضل من اليد التي تأخذ.
So this is why they say that there's three kinds of hands. There's the hand that gives, there's the hand that takes, and there's the hand that gives and also takes. So which one of them is the best? So I said that the best one is the one that gives. And he said that that's what appears to be the case. But the hand that gives and doesn't take, there is a feeling of not being needy in that hand. I don't need anybody. And in taking, there is an expression of needing, of one's own neediness. So that's why they say that the hand that gives and takes is better than the hand that only gives and doesn't take.
وهذا في الهدي النبوي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم أنه إذا دعي إلى كراع لأجاب، لو دعي إلى قدم شاتين لأجاب عليه الصلاة والسلام.
And so this in the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, it's from this angle that it was said that if the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was called to have dinner or lunch and eat the foot of a sheep, the part that's thrown away and nobody else eats, he would have responded. So he is taking as well as giving. انكسار القلب هو فيه معنى الحزن. ف يعني الحزن من فقد المال أو فقد الجاه يدفعه إلى الاعتماد إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى، هكذا سيدي؟ أو
الانكسار هنا يعرف أنه لا فضل بين يديه إلا أن يجود الحق عليه، فهو يستمطر فضل الله تعالى، يستمطر فضل الله. أما عرض على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يكون نبيا ملكا أو نبيا عبدا؟
بلى، نعم.
ماذا اختار؟
نبيا عبدا.
قال أجوع يوما وأشبع يوما، يعني فيها في هو أقرب للعبودية. المسكين هو أقرب للعبودية من غيره.
فالمعنى يعني الضعف، يعني الشعور
الضعف والتوجه، أنه متوجه بكل أوقاته إلى الله.
So I asked whether brokenheartedness involves a meaning of sadness, that you've lost your wealth. So maybe it's not the best translation if I say brokenheartedness. He said that it means that you only seek things from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because you've given up on everything else. So the meaning in it is the meaning of weakness. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was given the choice of being a prophet who was a king or a prophet who was a slave, he chose to be a prophet who was a slave who eats one day and is hungry the other day because he feels his neediness. And reminds him of his neediness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the meaning of being inkisar, which I translated as brokenheartedness.
وهذا ما اصطلح عليه القوم في قولهم الفقير. الفقير يعني دائما يشهد فقره لله سبحانه وتعالى. متى يعني كان العبد غنيا؟ كل الغنى وهم، الحقيقة يا أيها الناس أنتم الفقراء إلى الله، هذه الحقيقة، كل ما عدا هذا فهو وهم.
Yeah, this is why the people who of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Sufis, they call, they refer to themselves as fuqara, as poor people. He said that anyone who imagines that they are rich or they are capable or they have anything, it's all a delusion. It's all an illusion. Everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O mankind, you are in need of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is free of need of anything, and the self praiseworthy.
وكانت هذه الكلمة الفقير الفقير على لسان يعني الصوفية حتى على لسان سيدنا الهاشمي وإخوانه. فعندما بلغ الشيخ عبد الرحمن مدير عام للمغازل والنسيج وهو مدير يقول الفقير أرى كذا والفقير أرى كذا، فقال له أحد الموجودين يعني الذين لا يعرفون كلمة ماذا يعني بكلمة الفقير، قال له تقول الفقير الفقير وأنت تملك نصف الجبال.
He said that the Sheikh Abdul Rahman, when he became the manager of the factories, he became very successful in his career, and he would refer to himself as al-faqir, the poor person. So he would say that the poor person thinks this and the poor person says this, and one of the people present who didn't understand the way in which the term was being used, he said that you call yourself a poor person and you own half of the mountain.
وهذا ما قاله سيدنا موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام على نبينا أفضل الصلاة والسلام، ربي إني لما أنزلت إلي من خير فقير.
This is what Sayyidina Musa said after helping when he fled and he had nothing, and he helped the daughters of the two daughters of the Prophet to Shuaib, to water their animals. He then sat underneath a tree and he said, Oh my Lord, I am completely in need of any good that you might send my way.
لذلك تحقق بوصفك يمدك بوصفه رحم الله بن عطاء الله. تحقق بوصفك، ما هو وصفك أيها العبد؟
الفقر.
الفقر، الضعف، الذل، الانكسار، كله هذا وصفنا. تحقق بوصفك يمدك بوصفه.
That's why Sidi bin Ata'illah said that realize yourself in your attribute, and your attribute is that you are needy, you are a slave, and then he will, as a result of that, he will give you his attribute. He will give you strength through his attribute. So when we realize ourselves in our weakness, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aids us through his strength. And it's something that we see at that point. And when we realize ourselves in our ignorance, and he aids us through his knowledge, and it's something that we see at that point.
No.
سألت هذا السؤال لأن قد يعني الذي قد أصيب مثلا بصدمة أو شيء كبير قد ينكسر، لكن انكساره ليس هو الانكسار الذي نتكلم عنه. فهذا الانكسار يؤدي إلى حزن، إلى إحباط، إلى يعني كأنه ليس عنده أي شيء يلجأ إليه، وهذا يكون. فكيف الخروج من هذا سيدي، أو كيف ما
لا ما نريد الخروج، لا نريد الخروج من هذا، نريد أن نتحقق بهذا. لأنه هذا الانكسار الذي حصل، هذا الذي تعبر عنه، هذا يحوشنا إلى الحق. يعني عندما رجع من الطائف عليه الصلاة والسلام وقد أدميت قدماه الشريفتان، أليس هذا انكسار؟ وضربه الصبية، ضربوه بالحجارة، أليس هذا الانكسار الذي تعبر عنه؟ ماذا كان نتيجته؟ دعاؤه عليه الصلاة والسلام: اللهم أنت ربي، أنت رب، اللهم أنت، اللهم، اللهم أنت رب المستضعفين وأنت ربي، إلى من تكلني؟ والدعاء المأسور. فكله جاء ليحوش العبد إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى. فأي مصيبة تأتي، أي انكسار يأتي، يأتي ليحوشك إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى، إذا فقهنا ذلك. يعني
So I asked about, I said that when brokenheartedness, sometimes when we go through a difficult experience, we feel sad, we feel that there's nowhere to go, we feel depressed. So that's a different kind of, so I said, what's the difference and how do we ask him to comment? And he said that the wisdom behind the difficult situations that come to us is for them to, for us to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of them. So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to Ta'if and he went through a difficult situation and he was stoned, then that's when his prayer came, his dua came. He said this beautiful dua, he said, "Oh Allah, you are my Lord and you are the Lord of the weak. To whom will you consign me? To somebody who is far, a foreigner, who curses me, oppresses me, and then he said that if you aren't angry at me, if you are not wroth at me, then I don't care. But your mercy is more beloved to me." A famous dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anybody have any questions? So we'll stop here. Sayyid Munir, disconnected. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us love of the poor and the weak and people who are unimportant in the eyes of others. Wa sallallahu wa sallama ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu wa aminu salihat, wa tawasaw bil haqqi, wa tawasaw bil sabr. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
صلي وسلم ربي وأنعم على المعلم نوري.